Welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live from Chicago. Working man in internet radio is my father, George Wilder Jr., and here he is.
Thank you, and welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio. I mean, it's for a few days now, I've been complaining about how gray and dull and just totally, can I find a word to say this? Just totally, the weather's been totally nasty. That's a good word, nasty. But now I'm in my studio and I'm looking out on the boulevard here. It's sun is shining. It's a little cool out here. It's a little cool, but that's better than what it was a few days ago. Of course, if you listen to those shows, those episodes, those back episodes, you'll know that I was really, really crying and pissed off because it was just springtime and it felt like winter, of course. And in some cases, it's still feeling like winter. They're saying it's going to be a lot better as the week progresses. Let's see what happens, because me and my family, we are dying to get outside, you know. And yeah, I mean, you know, nobody likes to be to feel as if they're being forced to stay in because of the bad, awfully bad weather. But sometimes sometimes you have to do those things. And it looks beautiful out here in Chicago, and I hope it's beautiful where you are. And wherever you are, I hope you're having a great time. I hope you're feeling great. I hope you're in great spirits, great health. And let's move right along. Okay, I got here, I see on my screen that I have up here, what do you write? Okay, we're going to get into that. What do you write? That's later on, probably into the show. As I've been saying for so long, we are having enormous problems in Chicago. We are having all kinds of political problems in Chicago. Okay, there's other things, but I will be espousing on political dilemmas. Okay, all right, if I can get it out. My tongue seems to be twisted, but that's okay. That's fine. I'm pretty sure as the show progresses, I will talk a lot better. Okay. All right. Okay. I want to give my condolences to Doug Banks and his family. Of course, you probably heard Doug Banks, a popular radio host in Chicago, passed away at 57 from what they say is diabetes. I'm just learning that he had a toe amputated. And in one of his eyes, he was totally blind. Okay, now that should send a shock to those out here who are suffering with type 2 diabetes. That's just in a shock to anybody, with whether it's type 2 or type 1. Diabetes is to, you know, make sure that you are following your doctor's regimen. And if you're taking insulin, if you're taking pills or something for it, take it. But most importantly, watch your diet. my doctor told me a long time, lay off the fat, George. And then this other doctor said, eat all the fat you want. I mean, you know, that's why I say, always get second and third opinions on what your doctor tells you, but to always follow your doctor's regimen for things like diabetes, because diabetes can cause other things to go wrong. Heart attack, stroke, kidney failure, you name it. Like I just spoken of, amputations. It happens, folks. And it happens if you don't, yeah, take care of yourself and follow your doctor's regimen and take your insulin and all these kinds of things. Because people, there's no doubt about it. You can ask any doctor anywhere at any time. You can always, people live with diabetes forever. I mean, it's a livable disease. It doesn't have to mean death. You know, it doesn't have to mean death. But sometimes people who have diabetes, type 2 diabetes, they're so overwhelmed by the disease that being overwhelmed by it kills them, just by being overwhelmed instead of doing something to try to live with it. Because if you have diabetes, you're going to have it for a long time. There are some doctors, some physicians who say it's curable. Yeah, it's curable. Then some doctors say it's not quite curable, but you can get rid of it. You can get rid of it. But however, if you do the wrong things again, it's coming back. And totally, totally, totally watch your sugar. Sugar is the culprit. Not so much as fat, but we want to cut down on that too. But remember, it's sugar. And my son, and I'm pretty sure a lot of other teenagers, young children, I mean, they love sweets. And I just got through hearing a doctor, medical physician say that diabetes is not only in people over 50 or people over 30, people over 20. Diabetes is also found in children. Children. And doctors are saying it's more likely diabetes is hereditary, meaning that maybe your mother or your father had diabetes, and that's the reason why you have it, you know. It's heredity. But it is caused by sugar. And I've talked about diabetes on this show for the last, I think, 8 or 9 months on this show. And if you dig up some of those archives, you'll find out that I actually talked about it. And I've had doctors on my show. They espoused on it. And it's just something we have to watch, because it's very scary. And I, like I said before, I think it was on the show before yesterday or the day, 2 days ago or something like that. I said something like, people should stop saying that that diabetes, some people, that is not as bad as cancer. It's not as bad as having a stroke. It is. People die from this disease every single day. There's over 400,000 people around the world, not just in America, walking around with diabetes or pre-diabetes. And there's some people who are walking around with diabetes, don't even know that they have it. All they know is that they're feeling funny. The world is turning sideways at some point in their lives. But always, always follow your physician's advice. And not only that, I mean, you have the internet. You can go online and research this disease to find more about it. That way you will be more equipped to manage it, okay? There's plenty of articles, documentation, books, all of this stuff you can find online, and it's free. It's free. You know, so if you have this disease, research it and find out what it's all about and the things that you have to do along with following the regimen that your doctor has given you. Okay? And like one more time, I want to say my condolences to Doug Banks' family. Doug Banks was a popular radio host in the city of Chicago for 30 years, WGCI, and other radio stations he was a part of. So I'm a radio host. He was a radio host. I feel like he was a part of the family. And that's why I said yesterday we lost someone in the family. I meant not my biological family, but the family of radio hosts. All right. You're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. Let's hope we don't have any technical difficulties on this show today, because there's been quite a few technical difficulties on the show, but I managed to pull it through. You know, I'm the producer of the show. I'm the talk show host. I'm the owner. I'm all of that stuff. You know, so if there's anything wrong with the show, if you have any complaints, make it to me, nobody else but me, because, you know, I'm the one who is putting the bill. Okay, all right. You're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio. It is 6:10. It feels like it's around 50 degrees in Chicago, but you know what? That's better than 30, okay, or 20. And they're saying it's going to get better as the week go along, okay? ladies and gentlemen, I did not book any guests today for the show. I did that on purpose. I wanted to at least be there at some point. And I did not book any guests on the show. So it's going to be me and you, 347-857-1762. Anything goes. You know, you can, if you want, call in and talk about it. Anything you want to talk about, it doesn't matter. As long as it's within reason. If you don't want to feel like you want to call in, sit back and listen and let me handle it. I've been doing this for almost, coming August, it'll be 2 years. And I've had the time of my life, folks. I have had the time of my life. I love the show. I love doing it. I've had some of the greatest guests that you can even think about getting on the show. And some of them are so nice, so kind, so, you know, giving and loving. And some of them I've gotten to know personally, which is good. And some of my guests will appear more than one time on the show. So if you're looking for a guest today, then you might as well turn me off, because there is no guest on today, but there will be tomorrow. And I try to keep a full slate of guests to be on the show, because I want you, the audience, to learn as much as I'm learning also with you. You know, I mean, my guests, they're always so knowledgeable. And whatever they're talking about, whether it's the book or their life or whatever they're talking about or their work or whatever they're into, we both, you and I, the audience, we all learn something. And you're never too old to learn. And I love learning, even at this age. I still love learning, because I know that I do not know everything. You know, some of you guys can tell that, right? All right, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio right here. Follow me right here. Click right there where it says follow. And I'm on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. What's that other? Flickr. I'm on so many 90s. Oh, my. Oh. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, I done screwed up. I got 90 seconds on the show, folks. Somebody didn't cue in the right amount of time. That we'll see after the show is over. We'll see if we can. I doubt it. I actually doubt it. But anyway, the show is just 15 minutes, folks. I'm so sorry for that. Somebody screwed up. I will see you guys tomorrow on the George Wilder Jr. Show. Thanks for tuning in. We will talk. This is only 15 minutes. But hey, wow. It was a great 15 minutes, but somebody screwed up the time. So it's good that I don't have a guest, because, you know, they would have been talking about, George, you're going off the air. You just came on. But actually, this show is from 1.5 hours to 2 hours. So, folks, bear with me. Join me tomorrow. The show will be a lot longer, I promise, maybe an hour and a half or 2 hours, and everything will be okay. All right, I want to apologize for all of this. But it's a great day out here. It is a great day, and it's been, even though the show has been 15 minutes today, it's been a great show. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. It'll be a lot longer. Bye-bye. The George Wilder Jr. Show is now off the air. Thank you so much. Yeah.